Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, we want to be able to talk about this homeschool situation with this German family. We also want to be able to talk about this flag situation, you know, that kids can't, they're banning the flags. And talk to us. Tell us about this case that's happened, the whole journey, actually, since 2008.
Well, you know that there's this family, German family, that fled Germany because they were being persecuted. We mentioned this in yesterday's program. Mm-hmm. We alluded to it, and you really want to catch that segment, that all children matter. And they fled because they were being persecuted. They weren't allowed to homeschool their children. And this family wanted to teach them, you know, about the Bible, wanted to teach them themselves. They, you know, mm-hmm. they were their children. Imagine that.
Yeah, what a concept.
But Germany says that's illegal. And in fact, in previous news and reports, they were actually teaching things that they contradicted their Christian values in the school. And they said, listen, I don't want my children, you know, learning this.
What's illegal to homeschool in Germany?
Right.
Yeah.
When we said that, right. Mm-hmm. So they fled Germany, came to the United States, and they've been here for a while and have just flourishing. The family has been blessed. However, they wanted to seek asylum here in the United States, and the United States would not grant them asylum. It just would not happen. It just would not happen. Now, these kids have been removed from the house before in Germany. That's why they fled. Mm-hmm. But they were not given asylum. And this thing was
Romekis, I think their name is.
Right. And this was about to go to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court actually refused to hear the case.
Yeah.
They actually refused to hear it.
Because, you know, if they would have heard the case, they would have set a precedent.
Right.
If they set a precedent, then everything all of a sudden is like homeschool for everyone. Mm. It's all.
Right.
So to be able to assure that doesn't happen here, they really won. The people who are against homeschooling won when it didn't get to go to the Supreme Court. Because it's constitutional. Mm-hmm. It's constitutional to be able to homeschool and to school your children ever how you know see fit to be able to school them there. But, they actually won in that.
Mm. So, you know.
So they were telling them to leave, though, first.
Oh, yeah, they were telling them to leave, and it was getting close, like, hey, this is it. This is the end of the road.
Unashamedly, while we're allowing, you know, people, illegal people to come in from all over the place. They came the legal way. They applied to be able to come in as a visa. They came in, did the right thing. They've been here since 2008, did everything right.
Added to their community, didn't take anything away, you know.
Right.
People just want to live in peace.
Right. They were like great citizens.
Right.
Great citizens.
The ones we actually want. We, you know, want people to come here and, you know, say that I want to be a part. And so this went all the way down basically to the end of saying, hey, you're pretty much, you got to go. And just yesterday, everything turned for them. We're talking about answer to prayer.
They're fixing to send them away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back to a place where we talked about that. But, yeah, where they took their kids out of their house at nighttime when they were sleeping from them.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Well, it went all the way to the end, and basically they were spared. The government made a decision, and it gave them this unique status. It's called indefinite deferred action status.
We don't even give... Okay. Suspicious terrorists, something like that. We have been outright citizenship and access to the White House.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's like,
it's
come on.
Definite. Yeah. Let's make sure we get this right. Definite. What is it? It's definite action status. Indefinite deferred action status. And basically what it says is that you can stay here as long as you don't commit any kind of crimes. As long as, you know,
so they're walking
crime,
on eggshells, which is subjective. I mean, there's so many laws now.
It violate the terms of this status. They didn't know the status had terms, but if you violate the terms of this status, then you got to go.
Unlike illegal citizens can go get health care, they can get a driver's license, they can get a social security number, just have at it. The only thing that's different about this family is they love Jesus.
Mm. Yep.
Openly love Jesus, but they love Jesus to the point where they're just humble folks, you know, and they want to teach their kids, educate them in the things of God and reading, writing, and arithmetic. What's up with that? Mm. That's amazing.
Amazing. Well,
we pray, everybody get this big statue in Washington, D.C. of Abraham Lincoln. And it's like, he gives homeschool. He went all the way up to the second grade. I mean, come on. He was homeschooled. He would write on a, take coal from the fire, the burnt wood, and he would write and that type of thing. It's like, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people were home. Some of the most powerful people, the legitimate powerful people in history, were people that were what they learned at home. I think about the fact that Israel's a nation, you know, happened because a president heard at home. He was taught at home about the things of God.
Yeah.
Harry Truman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said this after the first president before him said, this will never happen, as he wrote a letter to Jordan. I believe it was Jordan or Saudi. And he said, Saudi Arabia. And he said, FDR said, don't worry about it. They'll never become a nation. And 2 weeks later when he died after that, Harry Truman comes in and he says, I was taught at my mother's knee that whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Not only am I signing this, but I'm signing it with the weight of this nation behind it.
Mm. Wow. Amazing.
That was learned at home.
Right.
That was learned at home. That was learned at the knee of his mother. That wasn't learned in Harvard or Yale or Princeton or, you know, whatever university or some school system. Israel, those papers were signed by this president who learned at home. Whoever blesses Israel blesses the nation. And that was huge because America at that time was the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. It had come through the two wars. And so that, think about it, Israel being a nation. So we need to understand that education can happen in many different ways.
Absolutely.
But if somebody's stealing your kids from you now, that's a reason to come to America for us to escape.
Right.
For asylum. That's right. A reason for them to come here.
It's your right as a parent to actually teach your children. And if you want to put them in private school, you can put them in private school. If you want to put them in public school, if you want to teach them yourself, you can do that. But it's you see what's happening in the culture. It's like an ownership. And you see this in different states. I know that we almost experienced that in New Jersey. It was like, wait, these are our children. These are our children. Mm-hmm. And this is how we're going to educate them. But it's just awesome to see how answered prayer and God works, because this was over. I mean, this was over. And at the last hour, everything turned around for this family. And we just rejoice with them. And we're happy that they're able to stay here in the United States. But absolutely awesome.
Well, a lot of people don't know, when you get pulled over for a traffic violation and you sign a traffic ticket, that's an arrest. You're getting arrested at that one moment. I don't know if you know that or not. That's an arrest.
You signed a traffic ticket?
That's an arrest. He's stopping you. He's giving you a ticket, or she's giving you a ticket, and you're signing it. Yeah, I mean, it's a crime. You violated. You violated the crime. Mm-hmm. If you don't sign the ticket, then the officer takes you to jail, which means this family right here could commit a crime by driving 56 and a 55.
Wow.
By not fully yielding to a stop sign. By there's so many traffic alone, you know, so many ways to be pulled over, and all of a sudden they pull you over. And today they have, you know, tag scanning. They have these things that read tag readers. They have print readers now that you put your print down, and all of a sudden an alert would come up and say this family's under this kind of
status.
You pull them over and they retain them and then they export them.
Wow.
Imagine living like that. So, no, they didn't get deported, but the fact is they're still under wrong oppression. That's just so wrong, you know, what took place in the context of that. We need to continue to pray for this family. And really, we need something to come to the Supreme Court on homeschooling. So, because I think the leaders, who was that? There was a senator that was talking about, you know, focusing our 20% of our students, 20% of our young people need to be homeschooled because that's where that's how we're going to save the country. Because in the next so many years, it's going to need saving, and it'll be those leaders will come out of those ones that were homeschooled.
Wow.
I wonder if it was Paul or somebody like that.
I don't know who that was. Like that. But, you know, I think it was Jonathan Edwards' wife, mother, who had 19 children, and she homeschooled all of them. All of them.
Wow.
Jim and the arithmetic crickets.
Is that serious or wow. what? But hey,
the decimal, don't go there. Where does it go? I don't know. I'll be back in a moment. I'll ask Pat. Pray for I think it's Romeinski is how you Romeikes. But you can see this on the torch on the VFN. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.